RadioSlot.com. Drake and Scott, thank you for listening wherever you are. We are coast-to-coast, nationwide, around the world. If you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
Now, who wouldn't want to listen to this, though?
Yeah. Hey, we got something new.
We do. We have a third mic.
Third mic. Say hello, Ziggy.
Another stooge. Hey, guys.
We have added to the show.
Yes. So does this mean we've got to change the name?
No.
Oh, okay. So Ziggy's just a special guest?
Well, it's Drake and Scott with Ziggy.
Okay. That'll work. All right. Well, chime in if you want, and if you don't, just sit there and listen. And if you decide afterwards that you never want to see us again, you're gonna leave the church, change jobs, and leave the state, then we might completely, you know, we would understand.
That's too much work. I'll just chime in.
Okay. So what do we got to finish some things we talked about 2 weeks ago, because last week we did the dad joke thing and that.
We teased the last nine things about male.
Yes, and I should probably
difficulties with being male, and we never finished it last week because we had too much fun with the bad dad jokes.
Yes, well, one of us did. I don't know.
I believe you won.
Oh,
so.
Okay. But yeah, just to reset this, it is an article in MSN, 18 harsh realities of male life that'll make you rethink what you think about men. Now, of course, I wanted to talk about this after the stupid Barbie movie came out, and it was all, you know, girl power, girl boss, and guys need to do better. So we went through nine of them already. So number 10 is that men have to deal with being viewed as threatening. A late-night walk or unintentional gesture can unfortunately label a man as threatening, according to women. Men often find themselves modifying behaviors, being overly cautious to avoid misunderstandings, especially in unfamiliar settings. So, Scott, are you aware that when you're around women, they think you're going to hit them?
No. Can't even say that out loud. No, I think just being around me is threatening regardless. Are there minor threats?
I don't know. I'm.
Do we have to go straight to hitting?
I'm too scared to answer the question.
Yeah. I think this is another ramification of us being locked up for 2.5 years.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Because I've dealt with this before too, where either I've been led to believe I was somehow threatening or been flat out told, because sometimes Dirty Harry comes out on the face, you know. And I got I'm half Slavic, so I got the RBF, the resting bitch face, you know. And I just look mad all the time, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, you can't just walk around looking grumpy, which I get accused of that too.
Yeah.
You know, why so serious?
Exactly.
Right.
That. So, and then, I get this not all the time, but I understand where this is coming from. And how, yeah, you're aware that what might not be, what was just a natural thing with you might be taken as somebody else as, ooh, you know, that's,
you're concentrating, you're thinking, you're trying to put together what you're going to say next. Ziggy saw this in me the other day. He's like, man, tell your face that you're happy. Nope. It's like, wait, what? I have to tell my face? Yeah, it's common, but does it have to go all the way to being threatening?
Well,
you know, are we assuming the worst here?
Women are weak and emotional.
Man, you just, every chance you get, you're trying to get us in trouble with the other gender. Which, actually, I think I just got us in trouble by saying the other gender.
Okay, the next one is workplace dynamics. In professions dominated by women, men might sometimes feel isolated. They may grapple with the challenge of asserting their perspectives or feel sidelined, mirroring the difficulties women face in male-centric fields. What say you?
Well, seeing as we're threatening, probably all just reserving ourselves and holding back and trying to not project anything because we're afraid we'll be threatening. And so then
we're just trying to figure out how to get the women out of the room.
But then we're awkward in the workplace. I mean, if we're awkward other places, we might as well be awkward in the workplace.
He let that go over his head. Did you notice?
I let it go. I didn't actually hear it. Okay. I have one of those minds where I can only think about one thing at a time. So if I'm talking, I miss anything that's said.
Handling rejection. Rejections, be they in personal relationships or job scenarios, are tough for men. Social expectations add an extra layer, dictating that they handle such situations stoically without betraying emotions, further complicating their emotional landscape.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm threatening, and so then I'm awkward in the workplace, and so I have trouble relating. And so then they reject me. This just sounds like a snowball effect. Like it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
Am I scaring you?
Well, no. Trend.
That's... Yeah. Well, and oversensitivity.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, everywhere you go, everybody's oversensitive. Mm-hmm. Thick-skinned, want to whine, complain.
No, thick-skinned. You said thick.
Well, that's my subliminal coming out. I think everybody should be thick-skinned.
Yeah, they should.
But then they get offended and they get triggered, which, by the way, can we ban that word, triggered? I can't stand that word anymore.
I get triggered every time you say it.
You know, we're not allowed to have guns, but they're allowed to say triggered as much as possible. So I'm having a disconnect there.
Draft and combat roles. Mandatory military service in some nations means men often find themselves on the front lines regardless of personal choice. The responsibility, heavy in itself, is seldom discussed in terms of the psychological and emotional toll it takes. Of course, now women want to be in combat, and they get to maybe experience some of this themselves. I don't know. Having never been drafted, having never been in the military, I'm not sure what to think about this one, but it does kind of sound right.
Well, sure. I mean, if we're going into combat, who do you want to send?
Big, tough dudes that have been trained to kill.
Not every guy wants to sign up for that.
Right. Yeah, you put the women in there, they're just going to wave their pink hair dryers around.
Yeah. Well, and at my house, if there's a funny sound outside in the night, guess who gets ordered to go?
You send the dog first, right?
No.
The dog's behind him.
No, the dog cowers in the corner, and all of a sudden I'm up and turning on lights and walking around to check it out.
I see.
But that's kind of the way I want it. I don't want the more easily taken advantage of individuals in the home going to check stuff out if we don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's a funny story here. After my wife and I had just gotten married, and there was a noise in the house, and I'm out of the bed. I'm going into the nightstand where the 45 is, and you know, in a sense, I'm like, if you hear shooting, just, you know.
And my wife, remind me not to show up at his house right. Unannounced.
Yeah. And Sarah just grabs me and says, it's the cat. And then I listened some more. And, yeah, the cat was playing with a toy and batting it back and forth across the floor. Well, it was a new noise to me. Yeah. And I thought there was someone there that shouldn't be. So I was going to go out and just start blasting, you know. And why are you staring at me? That's a funny story.
Because you're coming across as threatening right now. Okay. Just hearing your story. I'm feeling awkward in my workplace.
All right. Fear of false.
Getting triggered.
Yeah. Fear of false accusations is the next one. Now, the modern world has seen increased awareness of misconduct. While this is positive, it also led to heightened anxieties among men about unintentional missteps being misinterpreted, especially in intimate or professional scenarios. This for sure, I won't be in the same room with, if it's just me and then there's a woman in the other room, I'm out the door. I will not be alone with a woman unless there's cameras around. This is especially at the office.
Open doors, windows.
Not even open doors.
Blinds pulled, the whole thing.
No, I go extreme. If there's one woman in the kitchen and I'm going in there to get my lunch, I will wait for her to leave because I just don't want any crap. It is... Yeah.
Well, it's a ramification of this whole list, right? Yeah. Everything we do is under question and scrutinized and trigger somebody, and it's like now you can't do anything. You just reserved all the time, and we're shutting down. And so now you don't even want to say hi to the busboy.
Right.
You know, or, hey, can you get the salt and pepper? What do you mean, can you get the salt and pepper? You know, they offended at everything. Of course. Yep. We get accused of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So shut up, Barbie. last one, mental health. No, this isn't the last one. It's the next one. Mental health stigma. Mental health remains a taboo, but for men, there's an added layer. Admitting struggles not only means acknowledging personal issues, but also confronting societal biases against unmanly vulnerabilities.
Man, that was a thick sentence.
It was. And I don't know about this one. I know among my friends there is a little bit more of, you know, if you need help, get it. You know, here's a suggestion, you know, that, you know.
That's uncommon, though.
Yeah, I suppose.
Most people, there's a stigma.
Yeah.
You know, if you do some kind of mental health, which is, it's a great phrase in and of itself, you know, I want to be healthy, mentally, well, then, you know, how about you talk to somebody or interact with other people and, hey, how you, what are you thinking? How are you feeling? The whole thing. Get some little feedback,
right?
But, man, if you do that these days, people look at you like you're weird or what's wrong with you or overshare. There's so many rules now. I think guys are quitting on all the rules and just doing whatever they want. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening. And that actually perpetuates the problem and snowballs it again because now they're doing stuff that looks bad and they get accused of it and then they feel awkward in the workplace and
seen as viewed as threatening
and, man, I don't want to be a guy anymore.
Well, there's like 51 other genders you can pick, apparently. Aging concerns. Aging hits men in specific areas. Worries about dwindling potency, reduced stamina, or being perceived as less manly with age can dominate their thoughts, even leading to midlife crises. Now, I don't know about that. I seem to be getting better as I get older.
Yeah.
The midlife crisis was a boomer thing. I think
there's a typo here.
Where?
It says a universal concern hits men in specific areas. I think it's meant to say in all areas. I feel like I'm getting old in all my areas.
Okay. Well, work out. Join a gym.
Physical, mental, emotional, social, the whole thing. I'm a wreck. And I can't go in public. I can't work. Then I act out, and it's threatening. And
join a gym, lift some weights.
No, that's work.
You'll feel better.
No, that's what I'm not doing that. You're trying to put a social construct on me.
Single father challenges. Being a single parent is challenging, but single fathers often find themselves battling stereotypes. They contend with societal skepticism regarding their caregiving while also seeking support, often less accessible to them compared to single mothers. I have no dog in this hunt, so I don't know what to say about that.
Well, I think you kind of do in a roundabout way.
Hmm.
You're still married.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't want to be a single father, how about you work on the marriage?
Oh, okay.
And make it work, and then you won't be a single father. Yeah,
but I'm not.
If you find yourself in a scenario that's a little bit difficult, welcome you to humanity. This is what all people deal with, right? Mm-hmm. You're hungry, make some food. You can't make some food, buy some food, or ask somebody to help you with some food, but quit whining and complaining about stuff. It's so frustrating. Single father challenge. Maybe not father something singly.
Yeah, okay.
Is that a new word, singly?
I guess. We all take it. I'm just, my kids are my cats, so.
Well, you know, I think the thing that bugs me about this most is this word challenges. As if we should be challenge-free in life. I should be able to go through life and just, everything should work out. And no, that's not how it works ever. But we got this cultural thing where we're, if something bothers us or is perceived as unfair, we're going to make a video, we're going to post it on Fake Talk and all this stuff and get all this sympathy and how many likes and they need to change or let's cancel them. It's where this whole woke thing comes from. How about challenge is real? In this life, you will have trouble and find a solution. Get proactive.
Yeah.
In fact, where's dad? Like, dad should be teaching.
Well, no, dad's the single parent, so he's...
Yeah. Well, dads, single dads have dads.
That's true.
Get a little advice. And the whole, I'm going to do this independently, and I'm going to be self-sufficient. It's the biggest farce of all time.
Yeah, but that's also, it's either in, I think it's ingrained, though. I don't think I was ever taught that sort of thing. I've always been the type of... not asking for help, of solving problems myself and coming to, you know, creating more problems because of that. So I don't know if it's in the DNA or.
I don't know. What. I mean, I think we might be able to make the argument that you've never ever solved anything by yourself. Because even the clothes that you have, someone else made, and you had had to earn the money to buy the clothes, and in order to earn the money, you had to go to a business that someone else is involved in. So we could take initiative, but to ignore the idea that there's other people that play into
I'm talking about solving individual stuff, you know, without consulting anybody. You know, it's like, I have an issue. I will figure out the solution. I won't talk about it. You know, and that's, and that is what I mean. That has led to other problems because I couldn't solve it. And then I didn't know how to talk about it or who to go to. And then that was a whole other issue and yada, yada, yada.
The phrase is kind of backwards, right? Because there's a lot of single fathers that are killing it. They're doing great. So they're not challenged. No. So really the question is challenged single fathers who they come to their issue. They're challenged already before the issue. Otherwise, you just deal with it. Get some help and move forward.
Well, our next...
Rub some dirt on it. That's what my kids hate it when I say that.
Yeah. Well, we'll have some fun with this next one. Limited wardrobe choices, but we have to take a break first. So it's Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com, back after this. Drake and Scott and Ziggy back with you on Radioslot.com. Oh, yo. Although... Yeah, that was Ziggy right there. He hasn't said much so far. Has anything we've said so far...
Well, he is kind of technical help for us, mostly.
I'm the one who runs the board. I don't know what, you know...
There's more technical than just the board.
Oh, okay.
Here, okay. Don't be awkward in the workplace.
But anything...
Coming across as threatening.
have we said anything that has struck a chord with you, or...
You did a little bit of single father parenting.
Yeah, I understand the, I would never call it a challenge, but I did firsthand experience the judgment from moms going to parks.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because I work graveyard, so I was the daytime dad, and I would go to a playground with my kids in the daytime, sweats, basically wearing my pajamas and slippers, and have my kids at the park, and all these moms have the mom groups. You know, so they're like, they're doing their thing, and I just get shot the dirty looks all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Until they come talk to me. Until they noticed I was non-threatening. And would come hear my story, and then everything changed.
I'm oh, like, wow. Huh.
Yeah, well, when you told your face to smile, then you were welcoming, and then you were okay.
See, but when you talk about sweats and pajamas, that leads us into our next thing, limited wardrobe choices. So fashion might seem trivial, but clothing is a powerful medium of self-expression. Men's fashion, unfortunately, often limits variability, often restricting them to conventional styles, colors, and silhouettes, limiting their self-expression, which has been... That's what I think about every day when I get dressed. I have no self-expression. Actually, it's not.
Pretty sure I haven't thought about that.
I haven't. You know,
this has limited wardrobe choices as if it's a bad thing.
I've never had trouble finding clothes. I don't know when.
You know, if it covers the body, I put it on. You know, I get criticized for this all the time because I see limited wardrobe choices and I think, yes, please.
I just want something that makes my ass look good.
Well, man, insert joke here.
Well, it worked for my wife. I mean,
I've never looked at it, Brian, and I never will.
I did something right.
Maybe more time at the gym.
I would love if we had less choices in what we wore so that, you know, I always hated the idea that schools had uniforms and everybody had to wear the same thing.
Yeah.
But there is a piece to that that I kind of like where you're not thinking about it. You just put on your uniform and let's do school rather than fashion show.
Yeah, we had uniforms at Catholic school when I went there, St. John Vianney in San Jose. And, well, the girls look cute in their skirts. That's all I can remember.
Yeah. I went to an event not too long ago with dress shorts and a kind of a dress shirt and nice shoes and the whole thing. And there was a dude at the running the thing. He came up to me. He's like, dude, you're wearing shorts. I said, yeah, this is what white guys do. We wear shorts. He starts giving me crap about it, and I'm like,
I'm still trying to process dress shorts because that seems like a
well, they weren't like sports shorts or they had pockets and you wear a belt and you know, they were nice, they were decent shorts.
I see,
right? So they weren't athletic shorts or anything like that. I didn't wear my pajamas, that's for sure. But this guy starts giving me a hard time about my wardrobe choices. I was like, I'm sorry, hun. This is what my wife told me to wear. So I called him hun, too. Oh, okay. No, I didn't.
All right. The next on the list is health negligence. A suck-it-up attitude prevails. When men face health issues, they're often conditioned to ignore symptoms and avoid regular checkups, placing them at higher risk for undetected health problems. I don't know about you guys. I don't fall into that category except, well, you know, maybe with my shoulder. I've, you know, let this probably go longer than I should have, but...
rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting a checkup every year, and I, you know, I mean, I take medication for blood pressure. When that started going out of control, it's like, all right, let's get on something. I mean, I'm kind of proactive here. I mean, mostly because my mother's father died when he was young, and they, you know, they, it was kind of one of those things that just snuck up on him, and they're not quite sure how. So it was always kind of drilled into us younger, you know, the grandkids that, you know, you've got to get your checkups and do your, you know, see your doctor on a regular basis. So for me, this kind of doesn't apply. I do understand the suck it up attitude because I might wait a while on certain things, but.
Well, the whole, I mean, we're 19 deep in this. The whole list is all stereotypical stuff. I mean, I'm not sure how many of these I take too seriously.
Yeah. But I do. Have you seen, it's a meme that of a billboard, and it says, X amount of men this year will die of stubbornness. And someone spray painted below that, no, we won't. But it's a billboard for a hospital, and it's all about, you know, getting your checkups and getting taken right. care of. Yeah. And their whole point was that men will be stubborn and not do that, and that's why they will die of stubbornness. And that's the last one.
Was it?
Yeah. The next when you click the next thing, it it goes to
another thing. Yeah,
a different article.
Well, we got 19 instead of 18.
Well,
we got the freebie.
We got a bonus.
Yeah, I think these are all these. I don't know. This is another example of clickbait stuff you want to complain about. Here's a harsh reality. I got number 20. I'm going rogue. I'm adding to the list. Okay. Here's number 20, and I think it's probably one of the most important. One of the harsh realities: you got to have a little confidence. Men need to have a little confidence. You got to go do something to build your confidence, or stop worrying about your image or how you're coming across or whatever, and make an effort. And believe that your effort is worth it and that it will pay off. And some people are just going to reject you. Oh, well, deal with the challenge of that.
No, I understand that. One of the
reasons, not everybody's going
to
like you.
No, I understand that. But I mean, the reason I wanted to talk about this, I don't think it's entirely clickbait, is that it does give the male perspective a chance to be aired out, because everybody was all about Barbie and the girl boss and, you know, her whole men need to do better thing. It's like, no, wait a minute. You know, we have our challenges too. I mean, because I mean, you want to talk about whining? The women rule the roost on that one. So this was. Every time,
the bear is female, wait, and you are poking it like crazy.
Wait till we get to this New Mexico governor. Yeah, I got some shots. So I'm taking at her. Like I said, Brian Drake's naked cruelty may come out today. But no, it was a good response to a lot of the Barbie stuff that had been coming out.
It is. And, I just don't like all the insecurity stuff.
I understand that, yeah.
You know, I mean, at some point, you realize you're not perfect and you're not everything, and enjoy the parts that you are rather than things that you're missing. This is fear of missing out on some level, and insecurity and all this kind of stuff. And we play into it in so many ways.
Sure.
Right? You got Gabbing Nuisance coming on with his hair all done. You go to the park and all the ladies with their kids got their hair done and they're special. They did makeup to go to the park.
Well, it's because they're competing with other women. Yep. They're not doing that to get guys' attention.
I tell you what I'm tired of is people trying too hard, and you show up and you go, oh my goodness, they tried way too hard. They're overdressed.
I saw that at McDonald's yesterday. The
dramatic.
Yeah. There was this one young lady behind the counter. She had like 8 inches of makeup on her face. And it's like, okay.
You're like, dude, where's the spatula?
Yeah.
Did you break the spatula when you put all that on? Quick drying cement, right?
All right. Well, let's, since I mentioned it, let's get to New Mexico. The governor there, Michelle Grisham, she is coming under fire from her own party. And this is what surprised me about this. After temporarily suspending open and concealed carry across Albuquerque under a, quote, emergency health order. So apparently there was a shooting, and she's like, okay, nobody can carry guns for 30 days so we can, you know, protect the kids. Because when you have a woman politician do something like this, you're going to get a dose of self-righteousness and martyrdom. And that's exactly what she's done here, where it's like, I'm just trying to protect the children. And, well, her her, like I said, her own party is against her here. California Democratic Rep. Ted Lieu, no friend of mine, he says, quote, I support gun safety laws. However, this order from the governor of New Mexico violates the Constitution. No state in the union can suspend the federal Constitution. There's no such thing as a state public health emergency exception. Who knew Ted Lieu could ever make sense?
Well, I do like the idea that, you know, our constitutional rights are not temporary or relative based on how someone feels in a given moment. I want my constitutional rights always.
Yeah. And the other surprising fellow who's against this is David Hogg. He was involved in one of the school shootings a couple of years ago. He's been the gun control poster boy ever since. And even he's saying that this is crap. The order does violate the Constitution, and her reasoning for the temporary ban does not hold water. And I want to know what he's smoking, because I would have expected the exact opposite from him. So
he's smoking something good.
Apparently, yeah. So anyway, this is a crap move by a crap governor who probably hasn't seen a penis in 20 years. And
going dark. Logic doesn't make sense, right? What were you going to say?
Well, you got to love her overconfidence that, you know, the people that should be having the guns to protect the people from the ones that
are shooting other people.
Like, they're just going to go ahead. Oh, 30 days. We got to stop for a minute.
Well,
hold on.
She might be creating a health emergency.
She could be.
In the future.
Yeah. And one interesting thing is that the sheriff of the area affected by this order has said he's not going to have his officers enforce it. So. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. There's already calls for her impeachment, et cetera, and she's still whining, like, I'm just trying to protect the children. Anyway.
Well, I mean, being controlled by other people is highly offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you want to take my freedoms away, man, we're going to have a fight. We're going to have a conflict.
Sure.
You know, there's just certain things you don't do.
Right.
Right? Like right. The other day, yeah. I was in a public setting, and this guy grabs my elbow, like multiple times starts pulling me. I'm like, dude, why are you touching me? Like, do you want to fight right now, or what?
Going to provide some context, because we know what you're talking about, but no else. I mean,
we'll protect the identity guilty. Of the guilty.
We'll just say this was an event that you were involved with, and in charge got a little handsy.
Yeah, and so, you know, in my culture, I mean, everybody wants to talk about their culture, right, and their ethnicity and where they come from. In where I come from, if a man touches another man, Better step back, because mm-hmm. it could get ugly quick.
Sure.
Right? It's like, what are you doing? Why are you pulling on me? There's no reason for you to need to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So being controlled by other people, that's super frustrating.
It is
when a school makes a random rule, or a governor, a coach, mom, you know, makes some rule, it's like, what? How does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing that bugs me. It's the common sense. We're back to the common sense is uncommon.
Yeah. And then reactionary politicians who think making stands like this actually solve things. They don't solve anything. And she's actually creating
more problems
and more
conflict. We're doing things where we make decisions that are our own personal preference, and then we try to enforce them on other people rather than freedom being an intrintsic value.
Right.
Like, well, that's a core belief.
You've just described the Democratic Party.
Well, I think it's yes, for sure. I mean, leaders in this state for sure. But you have to let people have their own freedom. You can't just start imposing rules on them.
Well, some of them think they can.
Well, it's because of, you know, this is where I think we're getting ourselves in trouble with all the social media and videos, and you got quick access to a bunch of things, and anybody can post things these days.
Mm-hmm.
Out of context.
Out of context, or based on irrational. Yeah. You know, some of these challenges that they do the short video things that are killing people, it's like, why would you let that air?
That's just natural selection going about its work. But I do understand. Yeah.
No, but if you're on the radio and you say the wrong thing, the FCC is going to come and castrate you, right?
Well, if not
pretty much anywhere else, you can do almost anything else that you want because, well, this is how I feel, this is how I identify, this is important to me, or I need this for myself. And it's like, no, no, you don't. What about the greater community?
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
Well, what we need to do, because this is we went 15 minutes here, so the next next segment has to be 10 minutes, and then our 5 minute, because Alex is going to get really uptight. So so we got to take a break. Drake and Scott back after this. Drake and Scott on RadioSlot.com, back with our third segment. And we got to pay attention to the clock this time. So we've got 10 minutes. Yeah, we got 10 minutes. And, of course, it's me, Scott, and our special guest, Ziggy, this time. Hopefully he hasn't run off yet, so.
We haven't scared him away yet.
Yeah,
there's still time.
We're not threatening enough. Okay, so from the public.
I got thick skin.
Yeah. From a website called The Publica, we have a headline, Minnesota Democrat who advocated dismantling the police is beaten up by carjackers in front of her children. So this young lady has just recently revealed she was the victim of this carjacking. And I should
It's not a pretty picture.
Well, that looks like fake blood to me. But I should have pre-read this because she's
good
got
compassion
a,
there, Brian.
Yeah, I know. She's got a name I can't pronounce. Shivanthi. Sathanandan, vice chair of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party. Was one of many left-wing activists who called for the dismantling of the Minneapolis Police Department after the death of George Floyd. And then now she's a victim of crime. And
any witnesses, or are we doing the Jesse Smollett take
two? I don't know. There seems to be a video of her here. Let's see if I can... This computer's not connected to the board, and I don't want to go to Facebook to play the video.
And I can't imagine fake this.
Oh, here we go. Four very young men, all carrying guns, beat me violently down to the ground in front of our kids. The young men held our neighbors up at gunpoint when they ran over and tried to help me, all in broad daylight. I can't believe this.
Okay, so we got quite a few witnesses.
Okay.
Kids, neighbors.
Broken leg, deep lacerations on her head, bruising and cuts all over her body.
Here's what I want to know. Did she change her position on dismantling the police?
I'm looking for that, and it doesn't... I can't say one way or another.
Because they've already reduced the police force, it says here, by 40%.
Yeah. I mean, if the definition of a conservative is a liberal who just got mugged, then she's going to be coming over to our side very soon. but I don't think so. I think she's probably going to talk about how the people who beat her up came from
poor
backgrounds and had no chance. And
just interview the kids. Yeah. Interview the kids and ask them, what do you think about police?
Which kids? Her kids?
The kids that watched their mom beat. And
yeah.
This looks, blood looks pretty rough to me. All over her face, down her shirt, the whole thing. Yikes. I bet you the kids believe in the police. They wish the police had shown up.
There's a tweet here where it's over an article that says the Minneapolis Public School terminates contract with the police department over George Floyd's death, and she says, thank you, Minneapolis school board members. NPD should have no place in our children's schools. And then she gets bashed over that. I'm sorry, I have no sympathy here.
None.
Yeah, she deserved it. And now she's going to be,
Well,
just another self-righteous martyr and a crybaby to boot now. So,
it's cause and effect. You got these highly educated people who get into positions of power, and then they forget the basics of education.
Mm-hmm.
The actual science behind things. Let's get some behaviorists involved in this whole thing. And, if you reduce the penalties and the control of crime, crime's going to go up. Yep. This is just as common sense as it gets.
And they think that they're isolated because of their education and position. And, Sweetie Pie has just learned that that's not the case.
I want to interview her dad, too.
Hang on. I got to
see what her dad's position is on this. I bet he'd have some choice words for what happened.
Well, he probably would just shake his fist and rah, rah, fragga, rah. And meanwhile, I'm just, oh, no, that's not the one I wanted. This is the one I wanted. So, sorry, honey, you deserved it.
Two tears in the bucket.
Deserved it? I don't know. I don't want to see anybody get beaten like this or anything.
Well, she's a Democrat, though. She's not a real person.
You're saying this was generated by AI? No. Speaking of AI, there's a great Allen Iverson commercial currently where they're making jokes about AI, and that's his initials. He was the famous basketball player.
Yeah, is that the one they're going over? I think I saw it twice yesterday, and I can't remember what the joke. It was actually very cleverly written, but I can't remember what.
I'm a fan of him. Not everything he's done in his history. If you watch a documentary on him, yeah, I get it. But we all make mistakes. But it was fairly entertaining. As I was watching the start of the NFL opening weekend, that was a great weekend. Just great weekend for football.
Okay, I looked up Allen Iverson. The commercial I saw featured a white guy, so this is no. That's not.
He's the one that had the famous rant about practice. You know, after the game and they lost and they're giving them a hard time.
I don't
keep asking them about, you know, is this an effect of practice? And he just lost somebody very close to him due to gun violence and they lost the game. And then he's sitting there like, you guys want, after all that's going on, you want to talk about practice? And he goes on this big rant and he uses the word practice like 20 something times. And it became super famous in the sports world.
Really?
I can't believe you haven't seen it. It's practice. We're talking about practice. You Ziggy. Come on.
Hang on.
Oh, you got it?
I think so.
Anybody tell you that I miss practice? If a coach say I miss practice and y'all hear
turn it up,
that's
baby.
That. I mean, I might have missed one practice this year. But if somebody say he doesn't come to practice, it can be one practice out of all the practices this year. That's enough. If I can't practice, I can't practice, man. I'm hurt, I'm hurt. I mean, simple as that. It ain't about that. I mean, it's not about that at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's easy to talk about. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. We sitting here, I supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Well, this goes on for 2 minutes, and
we're already... It's glorious.
Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man.
I expected
more. What are we talking about?
Oh, no, it's
practice. I expected a little more.
We're talking about practice, man. No, he just keeps going, though.
Yeah.
We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice.
I wonder if
practice,
somebody posted
man.
A count in the comments.
When you come in the arena,
of how many practices
you
said.
You see me play, don't you? Absolutely. You see me get everything I got, right? But we talking about practice right now.
21.
We're talking about
So what was it that you saw with him? That
oh, it was just a commercial, and they're making jokes, and it's just a well done commercial.
I see.
So many commercials are bad these days.
That's
true. You find a good one there.
That's very true.
And I was watching football, and
right on.
We're in a good mood.
Well, we can talk more football when we come back. Drake and Scott's back after this. Drake and Scott back with our final segment. We're going to talk some football. Finally, something not serious. Well, actually, maybe it is serious. I don't know. Depends on how seriously you take it.
It's serious for them.
Yeah,
they joke like if you don't pull your weight in the NFL, they say the NFL stands for not for long.
Oh, is that what
you won't
is?
Be there very long if I you don't see. Play if you don't perform the whole thing.
Well, my wife is a huge 49er fan, and so of course the game is on yesterday, and I would glance at the TV every now and then, and I don't understand why the Steelers even woke up that morning.
Yeah, they got pounded. Yeah, it was a great weekend for opening football. Mm-hmm. It started Thursday with the Super Bowl defending champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, and they got Patrick Mahomes, which is everybody's golden boy right now.
And they lost by one point.
They lost by a point to the Detroit Lions, which is unheard of.
My wife was like, "Oh my God."
Yeah. No, it was great. I actually watched the game with some buddies and the whole thing, and first game of the season, the whole deal. It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And of course, my brother, he lived in Detroit for like a decade and became a fan. So the game's ending and he's shooting me pictures of him celebrating in front of his TV. there were some pretty cool, good finishes and tight games and the whole thing. That there was a couple blowouts, All right. So it was fun. Raiders won and everybody else in their division lost. So the Oakland Raiders are in sole possession of first place.
Okay.
So the Oakland Raiders.
They're still the Oakland Raiders to you? All right.
They are only the Oakland Raiders. I never said L.A., and I'll never say Vegas. I don't care what that family did to the franchise.
Okay. Ziggy, any final thoughts? No? You're still trying to process even being here, huh?
He's trying to not be threatening.
What have I gotten myself into? What are these two yahoos going on about? Anything you want to add, Scott? I don't have anything.
Just be careful of all this thin-skinned and opinions. And how about we make room for the people around us and stop posting a bunch of weird stuff?
Why are you always so positive, though?
Because I don't want to be threatening as a human, as a male. There's nothing wrong with males. There's nothing wrong with females.
I guess.
Just
put an end to the trigonomics.
Trigonomics. Ooh.
Look at there.
That's a good one.
Ziggy finishing strong.
We should have him back.
Trigonomics.
Yeah. Trigonometry. That's a good one. I hear he has stacks of dad jokes around the house. So we need to do another dad joke.
Yeah, then I can come in third place instead of second.
Well, do better. Like Barbie said, just do better.
Just do better.
Well, that's it for us today.
Email us, Drake and Scott.
Oh, that's right.
With three T's.
Drake and Scott with three T's. Are we still doing a prize?
gmail.com. First email we get gets a prize.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll do this again next time.